Presentation. Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents high school basketball.
Schwenka way out away from the hoop, dribbles to the free throw line, cut off there, gives it off Christensen, dribbles into traffic, kicks it back out to Kissinger, drives the baseline left side, 5 foot floater, good. Derek Kissinger with his second bucket of the ball game.
Today it's live coverage of the Nebraska State Championships from the Bob Devaney Sports Center in Lincoln. High school basketball on ESPN Radio is brought to you by the ESPN Sports Club.
Here's Janacek trying to go one-on-one off the dribble. Dishes it off the baseline to Reese. Back up top, Pritchard for three more. And three more in the bank for Caleb Pritchard. He's 2 of 2 beyond the arc, and Pleasanton takes the early six-point lead.
Six programs will hoist a state title trophy today, and you can hear every game right here on ESPN Superstation 1460 and 1550. It's time to crown our next state champion. But first, the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to the Bob Devaney Sports Center in Lincoln right after this word from New Tech Seed. New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening, everyone. Welcome to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation continuing coverage of the 2011 Boys State High School Basketball Tournament. Doug Duda with you at the Bob Devaney Sports Center in Lincoln, where we get ready for our fifth championship game of the day. It's in Class B between the number one Cardinals of South Sioux City and the third-ranked Dragons from Gretna. We've already crowned four champions here today. It started with a thrilling finish in D2 with Giltner hitting a three at the horn to beat Juanita Palisade, 57-54. Other winners today in C2, Lincoln Christian defeats Archbishop Bergen, 46-43. In A, Omaha Central over Omaha Bryan, 52-48. Howells just defeated West Point Central Catholic, and now it is South Sioux City and Gretna. Then Minden will take on Norfolk Catholic for the C1 final, and that one, I mean, we're already going to be about a half hour late starting our second game here of the evening session, so about 9 o'clock at the earliest for the Minden ball game here tonight. You're listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show here on ESPN Radio. We'll be back, take a look at the starting lineups, and get you ready for tonight's ball game in a minute.
Seth Johnson is your Channel Seed dealer located at the end of Main and Hildreth. But Channel Seed is not just another seed company. What sets them apart is they listen. Around the kitchen table, at a backyard barbecue, in the local coffee shop, it's the most important thing they do. The secret to understanding and anticipating farmers' needs, interests, and concerns. Go see Zeke today at the end of Main and Hildreth, and best of luck to all the area athletes.
Giltner hits it, a three-point field goal, and Giltner wins the state championship. Holy smoke, Giltner wins their first ever state championship in boys basketball.
Congratulations, Hornets, but that isn't all, because
Minden is going to the state championship.
It's a day of champions brought to you in part by Kerr Chevrolet of Hastings. Minden for the title, 8:30 tonight, ESPN Superstation 1460, 1550, and the Breeze 94.5.
Holy smoke. Wow.
Welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show here on ESPN Radio, where it's time now to take a look at your starting lineups. Brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. Your lifestyle, your bank, and your solution is Five Points Bank, taking care of customers one at a time. Five Points Bank. First off, for the Dragons of Gretna, number 14 is a 6-foot senior, Tyler Ortlieb, averages 6 points and 4 rebounds a game. Number 24 is a 6-foot-1-inch senior, Tanner Miller, averages 9.5 points, 2 rebounds per ball game. Number 32 is a 6'2 senior, Cole Spurgeon, averages just under 14 points a game and 5 rebounds. Right alongside him is number 34, a 6'4 junior, Jared Bloom, averages 13.5 points, 7 rebounds a game. And number 52, a 6'3-inch junior, Sam Applegate, he averages 5 points and 3 rebounds per ball game. The head coach of the Gretna Dragons is Brad Feakin, assisted by Brian Hoffman, Andrew Drake, Zach Brown, and Aaron Pryor. They are 25-2 on the season, ranked third in the state of Nebraska in Class B. Their only two losses have come to Lincoln Pius X, who was beaten by South Sioux City last night, 50-47. Here at the state tournament, Gretna has had no problem. They took care of Beatrice, 54-39, and Norris, 68. 42-41. Kretna averages 55 points on the offense, and they give up about 42.5 on the defense. This is their first trip to state since 2008 when they were the runner-up, and only their third state final appearance since 1929, or in the modern era. Now let's take a look at the starting lineup for the Cardinals of South Sioux City. Number 5, 6'4" senior Trey Kloster averages 7.5 points and 4 rebounds. Number 10, 6'2" junior Michael Gissell. He is one of, if not the state's best player, averages 26 points and 6 rebounds. Number 22, the 6'2" junior Austin Groth. Groth averages 20 points a ball game and has 3 rebounds per contest. Number 44, 6'3" junior is Caden Moore, 8 points, 4.5 rebounds. And number 55, 7-foot senior Jose Bonilla averages 5.5 points and 6 rebounds per game. The head coach of the Cardinals is Terry Comstock, assisted by Russ Boucher, Dave May, Mike Caldwell, and Jeff Jansen. South Sioux City is 23-2 on the season, ranked number one of the state of Nebraska in Class B and in the all-class top 10. They defeated Blair and Elkhorn South in their district. Here at the state tournament, they blitzed Holdred 66-33 and held off Lincoln Pius X last night 50-47. They are the defending Class B state champions. This is only the second trip to the state final, though, for South Sioux City. Their two losses coming to Floyd Valley, Iowa, and to Class A Bellevue East in triple overtime. And those are the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. We're back with the Class B championship after this on ESPN Radio.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
Pro Team Design is gearing up for baseball season with brands like Wilson, Mizuno, Diamond, Majestic, and Richardson. We can outfit your team from hats to shoes and everything in between. 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island or on the web at ProTeamDesign.com.
You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, KXPN Kearney, KICS Hastings, and on the World Wide Web at ESPNSuperstation.com. Best of luck in tonight's game from Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed, your yield leaders. Contact the New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support our area athletes in and out of the game, Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. We'll put the ball in the air right after this.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in their game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, Dr. Wilkinson provides comprehensive care in the areas of total joint replacement surgery, sports medicine, trauma, and general orthopedics. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
Along with our producer engineers, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda, back with you here at the Bob Devaney Sports Center in Lincoln, where we are ready for the Class B Boys State Championship game. Kurt Heinrichs, Joe Wells, and Brooks Wells from Central Nebraska will be officiating this Class B Championship game. Glad to have you along with us as we get ready for state championship basketball to continue here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Actually had an official injured earlier in the tournament today. On the jump ball, one of the young men grabbed it and clocked the official in the forehead and required 10 stitches. So hopefully that doesn't happen to any of our boys here. We're ready to go. Joe Wells has the ball. It's in the air. The opening tip will be controlled by South Sioux City. And we are underway as Gissell throws it away. Gissell had the ball, wanted to get it right into the corner and threw it away, so South Sioux City will turn it over. Gissell already looks like he's played four quarters of basketball out there. He's sweating, his hair's messed up, he's ready to go. Gretna with the basketball, moving from right to left. The first shot of the game is off the mark by Miller. Fight for the rebound, it's loose on the floor. It'll come back out to Tanner Miller. And a second chance opportunity as driving the lane and throwing it off the glass, no good, Spurgeon. Another offensive rebound, put back up on him by Jared Bloom. Bill Bloom will get the first bucket of the basketball game, and Gretna scores first against South Sioux City. It's 2-0. First meeting of the year for these two teams. South Sioux City tries to get to the big fellow, Bonilla down on the low block. The seven-footer kicks it out for a three-point attempt that is up and in by Caden Moore. So trying to get some other folks involved besides the two 20-plus point scorers in Groth and Gazelle, and it works for South Sioux City. They're up 3-2 here in the first quarter of play, first minute. Open three, top of the key, Bloom tries it for Gretna. It's off the mark, no good. Offensive rebound put back up, no good by Miller. Second chance opportunity, it gets back out there to Cole Spurgeon. So a lot of second chances here already for Gretna, trying to win the battle of the boards. With it on the right wing is going to be Cole Spurgeon. As he drives, the ball's knocked out of his hands there by Kloster. Fight for it on the floor, picked back up by the Dragons. Dragons basketball, they'll clear it out to midcourt and reset here. With it is going to be Spurgeon. He'll get it down into the right-hand corner to Bloom. Bloom's going to reverse it over to the left side into the hands of Tanner Miller. Miller backs it back out. 3-2 South Sioux. 6:15 to go first quarter. Reverse layup is up and in on Tyler Hortley's drive down the baseline. So Hortley will make it 4-3 in favor of Gretna. Here in the first 2 minutes of our basketball game, Gazelle will bring the ball up the floor, swing it into the left-hand corner. Another three is on the way, and it is good by Trey Kloster. So Kloster hits the second three here in the early going for South Sioux City, and it's 6-4, Cardinals with the lead. Ball back into the hands here on a high post. They're trying to get a screen set up for the big fella, Applegate. Instead, they swing it out on the left side of the key to Bloom. Bloom sets a screen for Spurgeon's three, and it's in. So an early three-point shooting exhibition by these two ball clubs. Gretna 7, South Sioux 6. 5.5 to go here in the first quarter. You're also listening on the web at ESPNSuperStation.com. We appreciate it. Driving and dishing to Bonilla, who is fouled. Good dish there by Caden Moore. And the 7-foot Bonilla will go to the line. Doesn't look like he's 7 foot compared to the height of some of the other guys out there, but that's what they list him at. And Bonilla, who averages under 6 points a ball game, will shoot two free throws. And the first one is on the way, and it is no good. So already, you've got two guys for South Sioux City, a team that averaged 78 points a ball game, but two gentlemen averaged together 50 or 46 of those 78, and they have yet to shoot the ball, either one of them. Second free throw, Bonilla dancing around it in. So Jose will get one of the two, and we are tied at 7. 2.5 minutes into the ball game, Gretna will push the ball up the floor. Early on, Gretna just 1 of 7 from the field. One of those, though, a three-point bucket. Well, that's not right. Now they update it, 3 of 7 from the field. Ball between the circles here for Tanner Miller. Off the dribble, he goes right wing. Knocked away. Loose on the floor. Picked back up by Miller. Takes the right baseline jumper. It's over everything, and it goes out of bounds off of Gretna. So the ball will belong to South Sioux City here or not. Point one way, and now Gretna's going to take over. So Gretna gets the ball underneath their own hoop. Tanner Miller, quick throw out there to Bloom. Bloom fades away from 12. It's no good. Bonilla will grab the first rebound of the game for South Sioux. Off to Gazelle. Gazelle crossover dribble, tries to take it to the hoop, and a foul is going to be called on Gretna. Gazelle lost the ball. The officials say, I didn't like that call behind us, said the Gretna fans. But the foul will be on Tyler Ortlieb. Second foul here on Gretna. It'll be Cardinal basketball. Throw it in up top. Looking for some work. Gazelle to Bonilla. Bonilla on the low block. Turnaround jumper from 7. It's too strong. Backside rebound tipped into the hands there of Bloom. So Gretna doing a good job on the boards already. 6-1. Faking the 3 is going to be Spurgeon. He comes down the paint. Goes with the offhand. No good. Not a good shot. Bonilla got the rebound. He'll find Gazelle. Michael pushed the ball up the floor, waiting for Gazelle to take a shot here. Instead, it's going to be a three-pointer on the right wing that comes up short by Austin Groth, and the rebound comes down to Gretna. Tyler Ortlieb will push the ball up the floor. Swing it over on the right wing, and Ortlieb will dish it out top for another three, and it's good by Bloom. Jared Bloom, who averages just over 13 points a game, already has 5, and Gretna has a three-point lead here at 10-7. Now Gazelle's first shot of the game is up and in. It's almost automatic for Mike Gazelle, and it's 10-9, Gretna by 1 as he buries a mid-range jumper from about 14 feet away. Driving in is Spurgeon to the baseline. They see some room, but Bonilla's going to knock that away, and up to the races they go. Gazelle to the rack, elevates, draws the foul. The shot will not go, and Mike Gazelle will go to the line and shoot a pair of free throws here for the Cardinals. Gazelle averages 26.6 rebounds. Has a ton of assists. In 23 games, he's got nearly 200. The first free throw by Gasell is good. And that'll tie the ball game up at 10. 3:45 to go here in the first quarter. They called the foul on Jared Bloom. His first of the team's third. Second free throw now coming up for the All-State Superstater, Mike Gasell. On the way, and it's in. So Gasell hits them both. He's got four in a row, and South Sioux regains the lead here at 12-10. I think it should be 11-10. We'll have to double-check on that. Ball comes back up top. 3:32 to go here in the first quarter. Gretna on the right wing, driving to the baseline, up and under, and it's going to be blocked by Gasell on the attempt to Tyler Ortlieb. Gasell up the floor, he comes. Crossover dribble into the paint, dishes it out on the wing to Groth for the three. It's going to be off the mark, no good. And a foul underneath, trying to get position for the rebound. And it's going to go against Gretna over the back of South Sioux. And the foul is going to be on Tyler Ortlieb. His second, and he's going to have to come out. Tanner Miller re-enters. You've also got in there Zach Huber. And Gasell will take the ball out of bounds here. And the inbounds pass out to Bonilla. Back to Gasell in the right-hand corner. He'll go reverse the court, have it tipped and stolen away by Mitch Dre, who has checked in. Second turnover for South Sioux. Into the front court come the Dragons, trailing in this ball game. It says 12-10. On the scoreboard here. 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. Kick it out on the right wing. Groth with it. He's going to hand it off there to Stark. Huber hands it off to Miller. Now a three-pointer on the way by Bloom. It is no good. Long rebound gets all the way out to Bloom. Tipped out to him, and a second-chance opportunity again for Gretna, and a reach-in foul on South Sioux. Colby Bausch tried to get in there and tip it away. That'll be the first foul of the game on the Cardinal. And Gretna will take it out in front of the scorer's table, or in front of the media table, we should say, across from the benches here in the front court. Inbounds pass comes up top. Get it back to the free throw line. The jumper is on the way. It is no good that time by Tanner Miller. And coming out of there with a basketball is going to be Gasell. Gasell brings it up, guarded there by Cole Spurgeon in the man-to-man. Gasell takes a tough chance to the hoop and puts it up and in. Boy. Mike Gasell didn't have any room, but found a way to get it in there. 14-10, driving the baseline, taking it to the hoop. The shot is going to be blocked in there by Sky Aldridge of South Sioux on the drive of Bloom. Bloom looked like he was going to be able to elevate over him, and apparently not the case. Now Aldridge with it on the left side. Goes from the left wing to the right wing to Bausch. Down to Bonilla. Back out Gasell. Three-pointer on the way, and it's good. Mike Gasell with another bucket. Scoreboard says 17-10, South Sioux City. They've scored 10 in a row now after Gretna got off to a good start. A minute 45 to go here. And a whistle as the ball comes out of bounds right in front of the South Sioux City bench. They thought that Gretna had stepped out of bounds. Big 12 championship game. Kansas is going to win it. They lead Texas 77-67 with a minute and a half to go. BYU and San Diego State, 43-31, San Diego State. Just starting the second half. Right here, a minute 35 to go, first quarter. Bloom drives for Gretna, kicks it out Spurgeon for the three. It's going to be short that time. Another long rebound, and another one picked up by Jared Bloom. Bloom already has four boards here in the first quarter of play. 17-10, South Sioux City. Needing some help is going to be Bloom. Finally gets rid of the basketball. Into the hands there of Zach Huber. Left side they go. Back on the reverse to Huber on the right wing. Minute 10, Huber to the high post, kicks it back over. Bloom thought about the three, decides to drive. Backs his way in, doesn't take the shot. Now it's thrown away. The steal is made by Colby Bausch. Too much passing that time for Gretna. They passed up a couple of shots. Now Gasell off the pick, 18-footer, good. Gasell is red hot. 19-10, South Sioux City. 45 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Gasell has taken over after not shooting the first 3 minutes. He's got 11 in a row. Gretna with it on the right wing. With the basketball, Tanner Miller. Miller's going to bring it back out to midcourt, and Gretna apparently going to play for one. Down nine in the first quarter. They're going to hold for the last shot. 20 seconds to go. South Sioux City Cassell right out on there. Spurgeon, a little contact. Spurgeon crossover dribble, 5 second count, and we've got a hand check on Cassell. The foul will be the first of the game on Cassell. And the second team foul on South Sioux City. 9 seconds remains here in the first quarter. And Cretna will have the ball on the baseline. The throw it in will be Tanner Miller. He'll go all the way out top to Bloom. Bloom will hand it off to Spurgeon. Spurgeon, 6 seconds, 5 seconds, gets the pick on Gasell, brings it all the way down, left-handed layup, blocked out of bounds by Bonilla. That'll be the first block for Bonilla, a second and a half to go. So one more opportunity here for Gretna to get a shot off before the end of the first quarter. They get it in. Bloom fade away from 18, off the iron, no good, and that's the end of the first quarter of play. South Sioux City 19, Gretna 10. You're listening to the Class B State Championship game, brought to you in part by Seth Johnson, your Channel C dealer in Hildreth, right here on ESPN Radio.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
We're not afraid to match their price. Everybody, Builders is nice.
If you ever find a lower price on an identical item, we'll match it. Just bring us their ad or let us know so that we can verify it. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
Welcome back to high school basketball here on ESPN Radio. Your score, 19-10, South Sioux City. We were trying to figure out during the break a mystery point that appeared in there for South Sioux. Must have been a three for South Sioux. They've got them 4-for-5 from three-point land. Gasell must have had a three-point bucket. So that's what it says here, 19-10. So it will go back over to the Gretna Dragons to try and get things turned around here. 12-0 run by South Sioux City. And for Mike Gasell here in the first quarter of play, they've got him for 12 points instead of the 11 that all the scoring table had over here. So we get our little piece of bookkeeping figured out, and we get the second quarter underway. Gretna with a basketball, needing to get something going here, trailing 19-10. Basketball gets inside and a foul going to be called. Noah Watt going to be called as they try to dump it down low to Cole Spurgeon. And Gretna will turn it over for the first time here. Each team in the second quarter, each team had two in the first quarter of play. Rebounds, 10 for Gretna and 6 for South Sioux City. Ball in the left-hand corner. Three-pointer on the way. Going to be no good by South Sioux. And Colby Bausch and the rebound brought down by Jared Bloom. Bloom doing a good job. That's his fifth board of the basketball game. But Gretna has been stuck on 10 since the 4:17 mark of the first quarter. And they get it underneath. A little dish off to Bloom. The layup good on the assist from Tyler Ortlieb. And for Bloom, he now has 7 points in the basketball game. Makes your score 19-12 at the other end. The jump shot is on the way. No good by South Sioux. Rebound brought down by Cole Spurgeon. Spurgeon up the floor. Pull-up jumper from 13. No good. Ortlieb nearly got his third foul over the back. The rebound comes down to South Sioux City's Austin Groth, who was shut out of the score column in the first quarter of play. 19-12, South Sioux. The Boys State Basketball Tournament brought to you in part by Kerr Chevrolet of Hastings. Groth gets a three away. Going to be just a tad strong. And a backside rebound comes down to Sam Applegate. Off the miss. Three-point shooting for South Sioux. 4-of-6 for Gretna. They were 2-of-5. Back into the ball game we go with Applegate on the low block, left side, turn around, quick shot up and in. Applegate with his first bucket of the basketball game. Back-to-back buckets by Gretna to try and get things pointed in the right direction. Gasell drives, skip pass all the way to the left-hand corner. His teammate, Bausch, who gives it to Kloster, and Kloster will put it up and in. So South Sioux wants to get up and down to four here, 21-14, Cardinal by seven in the Class B championship game. Gretna has seen a couple of the teams from our listening area. Ravenna battled them to 6 points back in December. They played in the Heartland Hoops Classic against Adams Central and won that game by 24. It was a close game at half, but Gretna just shut Adams Central down in the second half. And that was when Adams Central was really starting to struggle a little bit, as Gretna's Jared Bloom is finding another spot along the baseline to get a shot off the glass up and in. Bloom is having a good basketball game already with 9 points. Giselle working on Spurgeon, kicks it off for another three-pointer. Kloster is up and in. And Trey Kloster will hit his second three of the ball game. He's got eight, 24-16. Up the floor with an Ort lead for Gretna. Crossover dribble coming to the left wing. 5:10 to go here in the first half of play. Giselle went for the steal, didn't get it. Gretna can't exploit that, though. And, in fact, they turn it over. Turnover by Gretna, their fourth. Trey Kloster comes out of there with it for South Sioux City. The Cardinals want to run. Giselle behind the back, loses the man, kicks it to the wing. Three-pointer bounce is not going to be any good this time. And the defensive rebound will be brought down by Sam Applegate. And a timeout is going to be called here by Gretna coach Brad Beacon, who has ties to the area as well. It's going to be a full-length timeout. So with 4:50 to go here in the first half of play, it is South Sioux City 24, Gretna 16. You're listening to the State Basketball Championships on ESPN Radio.
Tonight, the Giants home to host the A's in Game 3.
Take it.
I'll tell you what, we haven't heard of.
Nature stopped the 1989 World Series in its tracks. You never know when nature or weather might delay or cancel events. Log on to ESPNSuperstation.com. Click on the Bruce Furniture Weather Threat button. See what's up with cancellation. Brought to you by Bruce Furniture, Hastings, Holdridge, Kearney, and Alliance. No hidden charges, no surprises. Just right for you.
Put your car or truck back to factory stacks. Estimates from certified techs. Eustis Body Shop, that's who we are.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
The D2 National Championships of Collegiate Wrestling have their finals just underway at the UNK Health and Sports Center. At the University of Nebraska, Kearney has two wrestlers, Dalton Jensen at 141 pounds and T.J. Hepburn, wrestling tonight for national championships. Best of luck to those Lopers. Right here, it's the Class B Boys State Basketball Championship game on ESPN Radio and ESPNSuperstation.com. 4:40 to go in the first half. South Sioux City 24, Gretna 16. Dragon ball out of their timeout, patiently working the ball around the perimeter. It's in the hands of Cole Spurgeon. Spurgeon, the team's leading scorer, virtually in a deadlock with Bloom, who takes the three and hits it. Jared Bloom with 7 in the quarter, 12 in the game, and the lead is down to 5. It had got up to 9. 4:13 to go first half. Giselle and Bonilla pushing inside. Giselle takes the three. It's way off the mark this time. Rebound brought down by Tanner Miller. Miller pushes the ball up the floor, takes it all the way in, sets on the rim, no good. Rebound brought down by the Cardinals, Austin Groth. Groth will slow it down and throw it back to Giselle. Giselle will bring the ball across the timeline. Tried to shout out instructions to his ball club. Gretna playing basically a matchup or a diamond in two. As they get it down to Giselle, swings it back out, finds Groth to the free throw line, can't get the shot to Giselle. Good defense by Gretna. Up top to Kloster, inside Bonilla, got it, up and dunked it. Jose Bonilla gets his first field goal of the basketball game, 26-19, Cardinals of South Sioux. Ball kicked back over on the left wing. Gretna, not much of a worry with a seven-foot dunk. Seven-foot dunks it one-handed, you kind of expect that. But it does get the crowd going here for South Sioux. Bloom, top of the circle. Bonilla comes out to deny him the three again. Now Giselle is picked, and the 18-footer is on the way and good by Cole Spurgeon. He now has 5 points in the ball game. And it's 26-22. 2:54 to go here in the third quarter of play. Second quarter of play. Get it down low. Into the corner they go. Growth. His three-pointer is up. It is no good. An offensive rebound. Back up and in, though, by Bonilla. And that makes it 28-21. That fast break the other way. Gretna takes it in. We've got a grab before the shot even gets up. Everybody had that one. All three whistles blew. And the foul going to be called on South Sioux City. And try to check and see who they exactly put that on. Going to be on Kloster. First one on Trey. Third team foul. We've got multiple substitutions here. 2:34 to go before halftime. The Ravenna Sanitation halftime report is coming up. 28-21, South Sioux City. Gretna to throw it in. Get it to the backside. Open jumper for Applegate. Comes up short. Offensive rebound. Jared Bloom up and in. Bloom with 9 in the quarter. 14 in the game. He's got 6 rebounds. 28-23, South Sioux City. Gretna hanging in there. South Sioux had a 12-0 run to end the first quarter of play, and that's why they have the lead that they have at this point. But Gretna has got off to decent starts. Now this is where the Cardinals kind of took over in the second quarter. And we've got a whistle, and evidently one of the players, we've spotted some blood on one of the players here for South Sioux. It's going to get Trey Kloster needs to come out, and just something on his chin or bit his lip or something. That's nothing too major. And so here we go. Great eyesight there by the official. Austin Groth to throw the ball in. Right in front of us here for South Sioux City. Throws it into the backcourt. Gets it to Gassell. And Michael will just walk the ball across the timeline here. Gassell, 12 points in the first quarter. Hasn't really tried much here in the second quarter. Now he'll elevate the 17-footer. Rattles in and out. No good. Bonilla's tip try. No good. Gretna will bring it out of there with Bloom. And off to the races they go. Numbers aren't there, so slowing it down will be Ortlieb, and he'll just hold the ball using his dribble up. Minute 40 to go here in the first half, 28-23, South Sioux City, Class B State Championship, fifth of 6 title games here today. Gretna, Spurgeon, backdoor cut, it's wide open, the layup is there for Jared Bloom. Nice play by Spurgeon, and on the inbounds, Gretna knocks the ball away and into the camera well, goes Tanner Miller. 28-25, South Sioux by 3. Minute 27 to go here. And if Gretna can be this close at halftime, you'll get a big, big energy here at the Devaney Center, which basically all of the chair backs are full, the planks just a little bit, but it was a near-capacity crowd last night for South Sioux and Pius. Tonight, also a very good crowd here to see this Class B ball game. Three-pointer on the way. Caden Moore doesn't connect with anything, and out of bounds it goes. South Sioux went 4 of 6 from three-point land in quarter number 1, and they are 1 of 6, it looks like, here in the second quarter. And by the time Gretna gets into the front court, we will be down to a minute to go here in the first half, 28-25 South Sioux. South Sioux has went nearly 2 minutes now without scoring a single point. Gretna on the left wing to Mitch Trey. Dre, down to the baseline, he'll get it to Miller. Miller, skip pass out top, three-pointer, Spurgeon, got it, we're tied. Cole Spurgeon has tied the ball game with a three-pointer. 28-all, 40 seconds to go, Gassell has the ball. Gretna fans come to their feet as we approach halftime here at the Devaney Center on ESPN Radio. The 9-point lead has been evaporated, and the Cardinals are going to hold for the last shot. The Cardinals were in a tight game last night. They've been in some tight games. They're not going to panic. Nobody out on Gassell. He just dribbles the ball on the big red end at center court here at the Devaney Center. 12 seconds to go. Looks like they're trying to set something up to Gassell's right. Bonilla, pick and roll. He's covered. Gassell double teamed. 4 seconds, 3 seconds. Gassell works his way in. Fade away from 12 and got it. Maybe the best player in the state, Mike Gassell. Had everybody on him and still found a way to score. And at halftime, it is South Sioux City 30, Gretna 28. When we come back, we'll chat with Stu Pospisil of the Omaha World Herald, give you the first half stats, give you all the scores of the games played earlier today, and a little bit of a preview of our C1 final coming up next between Minden and South Sioux City. And we let you know, or Minden and Norfolk Catholic, and that game will only air not only here on ESPN, but The Breeze. 94.5 FM. We'll be back with the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this break on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
In a world of change, you need a car that adapts. With a VVT dual overhead cam four-cylinder turbo, more passenger room than Honda, Toyota, or Ford, hands-free calling in 36 miles per gallon highway, change can be fun, especially past the gas pump. Introducing the all-new 2011 Chevy Cruze, starting at $16,275. It's a cruise world. We're just living in it. Stop in the Kerr Chevrolet to test drive the all-new Chevy Cruze today, South Burlington in Hastings.
For more than a decade, ENT Physicians of Kearney have provided the highest quality care to patients with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. Doctors Owen and Conley, caring for our community one patient at a time, were ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Ag West. You gotta go AgWest.com. Go Ag West.
And welcome back to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. It's time now for the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report, brought to you by our friends, of course, at Ravenna Sanitation, where they say don't let trash take up all your time. They take trash seriously, removing it from your home, the farm, and your business. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County. We are here at halftime. The score is 30-28, and they are checking a couple of stats out here as they messed up one earlier, and we'll give you the halftime stats in just a moment. But as promised, the highlight of every halftime, a chance to talk to Stu Pospisil from the Omaha World Herald, the prep sports editor, and it's going to be a little bit longer halftime because both cheer and dance squads will perform, and then the NSAA will be handing out their Distinguished Service and Achievement Awards. And Stu, thanks for giving us some time here. Before we talk a little bit of basketball, I want to talk about the Achievement Awards. It kind of covers everything from people that have run a clock in Hay Springs 40 years to build a press box in Sargent to announce basketball games here at the state tournament, and then the administrators and the folks that have been on the NSAA board. You and Riley Jane from the Lincoln Journal-Star cover more of these meetings than about anybody. Some of them are boring. Sometimes there's some excitement there. Talk about the kind of the potpourri of folks that are going to be receiving awards tonight.
Well, I think it's a nice distinguished group. Both Riley Jane and I a few years ago were honored similarly. And tonight, from out your way, Bill Holiday is receiving an Outstanding Service Award, which is service to a particular sport, and we all know that that's basketball for Bill. And one of the great ladies, great ambassador for the state in women's golf, is Wilma Gilliland, who still travels by herself. Her husband's going to be 93. She's 87. She still travels the state promoting the game she loves so well from Kimball. And those are two very good Outstanding Service recipients. And then the Distinguished Service, you've got the likes of Max Kroger from Ord, who's leaving the NSAA board and retiring as superintendent up there. Charlie and Mary Caverzaghi have done a number of things, a lot of state track work for the NSAA. Jim Tenneper, former executive director of the NSAA. Jim Nemitz, Hastings St. Cecilia. I think he might be the only, correct me if I'm wrong, he retired after the 66-game winning streak as girls basketball coach. He might be the only girls basketball coach with a perfect record. Marty Pinkerton from Weeping Water has kept the NSAA office running for all these years. Dave Schultz is a noted medic in the Lincoln area. Jerry Stein from Bertrand, historian for the Nebraska Coaches Association, just a good friend of high school athletics, and one of our PA announcers here, Doc Weininger from Lincoln.
Well, you've got a great group out there. And, of course, Jerry Stein has moved into Omaha now, but a long time and do it all. I mean, him and Dan Moore are two folks that have been around forever and are a part of the world, and you can check so many of them off out there. But they will be honored for their many years of service, and Max Kroger finishing up his career, as you said, as the superintendent at Ord. And despite all the jokes, he is currently the only superintendent at Ord.
Yes, he is. So are you the second most distinguished graduate along Crest Road tonight? After Andy Markowski or before Andy Markowski?
I think Andy Markowski still realizes where he is in the pecking order. We've got many more famous since Walt's not an Ord alum. I think I'm still okay for.
Okay.
I know who's making the bigger paycheck.
You.
So that would make him number one.
Okay.
Stuart, let's start with this game. Mike Gesell, it seemed like South Sioux City was making a concerted effort in the first 3 minutes to let the other guys get involved here and to let Gretna know that there were other players on the team. And that worked out okay, but to get that 12-0 run going, it was Gesell.
Yes, definitely. And, you know, he shows why he's the prospect that he is. You know, I think a player that is going to have a great impact and has already is Bonilla, because he is making some points inside. Gazelle's looking for him. He's altering some shots. You know, the thing right now is there's nobody in real foul trouble for either team. So it's going to be, you know, 5-on-5 second half, go with your guns, and that's the way it should be.
Ortlieb, the only player in the ball game for Gretna with two fouls, and he was out of the game when Gesell and South Sioux made that run. I'm sure a little of that had to do with that, too. And then Gretna comes out, outscores the Cardinals here, and what a run by Jared Bloom, but he's getting some nice passes to him, too.
Yes, he is, getting some nice open looks, and, you know, he actually it was Spurgeon who hit the shot for the tie. And, you know, what does Gesell do? He works the defense. He takes that little 10-foot pull-up jumper that, unfortunately, we should have more kids shooting that shot than we do. But he shoots it so well, and that's why South Sioux leads 30-28 at halftime.
Give me your thoughts on Mike Gesell. We've talked about a lot of non-Class A players that Nebraska fans want to come play at Nebraska. They want to believe that they're good enough to come play at Nebraska. Eichmeier, a Carr, an Olason. I'm sure you can throw in a couple more here of very recent memory that might be playing somewhere else. You know, Drake Baranek came and played for the Huskers this year. Where is Mike Gesell right now, and what are you hearing about where he can fit in?
Well, I think that he's, if he grows a couple inches, his list of schools grows dramatically into the power conferences beyond just the little Midwest area. I mean, he gets a true 6'3". Now you got Kansas looking at him. You've got some other schools in the Big Ten looking at him. Right now he's probably, you know, Iowa, Iowa State, Nebraska, Northern Iowa, Creighton-type fit. You know, depends. You know, does he want to play 4 years? You know, start 4 years, you know, and contribute big like, you know, these guys are at Colorado State, or is he willing to work on his game a couple years and be a great contributor as a junior and senior? And that's only decisions he can make.
Well, we just talked about maybe the greatest basketball player right now in the state, and I know there's a couple of guys that played in the Class A today that we've talked about on the show before. But a weird wave just went through me here. They honored Bill Holiday before while we were talking there, and I was hoping we could properly announce. I did not hear the roar that I expected to hear. I don't think 80% of the people in this building know who Bill Holiday is, maybe, because he is the all-time leading scorer in boys basketball. And that's not why he's being honored here, but he is truly one of the great athletes in the history of this state.
He's one of the legends, you know, 2,700 points and, you know, the scoring average. I mean, he did it consistently for 4 years at Wilsonville and, you know, played in the old Coliseum and, you know, was a successful coach, too. It's kind of sad that there's not more people in here that know their state basketball history.
Yeah, that's too bad. There should have been a standing ovation here at the Devaney Center, and there was not. He is the most distinguished of any of those fine ladies and gentlemen that are standing up there, in my humble opinion. And, of course, I know Bill about as good as any of the folks out there. So let's go back to basketball. Stuart, what have you seen today? The first three all came down to the last 30 seconds of the ball game. Some very, very good basketball, or at least competitive basketball. I thought it was pretty darn good.
I thought it was pretty good, too. You know, we started out the day, had the first video review in state history on the
Giltner 3.
The Giltner 3, and I can't remember Ethan Kreitz. I had Kreitz. I didn't have Ethan. It was slipping my mind, but beautiful shot, high rating, bringing shot, and it brought a title. to the Hornets, first time in school history.
You know, the way fate is, Juanita Palisade will go, man, if we didn't block that shot out of bounds, it probably was going to be short. We go to overtime, and who knows. But now something that Giltner will remember forever. I saw a lot last week. Homer was one of them. Why not? It wasn't their first. You see their boys here. We're seeing some new schools come in, and we're seeing some new schools make runs to the finals. That's a good thing, right?
It is. You know, new blood's always good. And, you know, now you had some old blood in C2, Lincoln Christian, Fremont Bering, good Centennial Conference teams. The last play of the game turned out to be a no-call. I don't think he should have gotten three throws, but, you know, maybe he should have been at the line for 1-1 with a second left and down three. But, you shouldn't be 40 feet away at that point trying to make a play either.
The other winner today, before this, West Point Central Catholic defeated Howells. Omaha Central defeated Omaha. Brian, okay, your minute here to talk about Class A. How good is Class A right now?
Oh, I think Class A was probably overall a little bit down. I think that Central's defense was wonderful this year. They came into this game, I believe, holding opponents to 32% shooting, and Brian shot 27% today. So they just harass you all over the court. Don't have the great scoring power, but, Doug, they won. This is their fifth title in 6 years. They won it with three sophomores in the lineup. Anybody that saw it has to think that 7 out of 8 is not beyond the realm of possibility.
Just depends where the kids decide to go to school the next couple of years.
Well,
right?
I think they're very happy at Central. They've got some clanking gold medals around their neck.
Stu Pospisil with us for another minute. Minden and Norfolk Catholic are coming up next. Not a lot of people were giving Minden much of a chance yesterday. You had put them to number one after the Grand Island Central Catholic loss. And now people seem to be giving Minden a chance just because they may not be better than Norfolk Catholic, but the matchup, a lot of people like the matchup here. What do you think about the next game?
Norfolk Catholic, their young guards have to step up tonight against the veteran Minden crew, because when I was out at the Heartland Hoops Classic against GICC, Norfolk Catholic had to have Ethan Brozek bring the ball up the court so that they could get into their offense. Now, he has to do it tonight, third straight day, because Norfolk Catholic, I believe, had the week off before that Heartland game. So he had fresh legs then. He doesn't have fresh legs tonight. So if their guards don't step up, Minden's got a very good chance of winning this ball game.
I think we've seen some really good basketball games in this tournament. We've had a couple that were really snoozers but and set the game back a little bit. But
31-29 to mind?
The funny thing is, the worst game I saw, Giltner won in the first round, and they are your state champion, and they showed today that they can score points, and so that was a good thing to see. And I know tomorrow you'll be working on the final state rankings, and
I'm working on them right now.
Not a lot of surprises.
No, we had a state tourney where we got a lot of the top teams in, and I think that shows the wild card system's working. There's a couple number sixes in the wild card rankings that didn't get in. You know, that's going to happen. I think we don't have the team that's 7-13 in a lower class coming in, and they would have won their way in. Now, it might have been a soft district, but at least they won their way in. But there's none of those type of teams this year, and I think the closeness of the games is better.
Well, Stu, we appreciate you giving us some time, as you always do, and we'll have you on the show next week to kind of wrap up the season and get ready for spring. Oh, my goodness.
We're in the starting blocks on Thursday.
Can't believe it. Stuart, thank you.
Good to see you, Doug.
Stu Pospisil, prep sports editor of the Omaha World Herald, joining us here at halftime. We're at South Sioux City 30 and Gretna 28. We'll be back and look at the first half stats in 1 minute.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
ProTeam Design is the name to know for all of your screen printing and embroidery needs. From athletic to corporate, two items or 200 items, we can get the job done on time and at a great price. 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island, or check us out on the web at ProTeamDesign.com.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
With our producer engineer Stacy Johns, Doug Duda back with you here at the Bob Devaney Sports Center in Lincoln. Halftime of our Class B championship game. It is South Sioux City 30 and Gretna 28. Here's a look at the official stats provided to us by the University of Nebraska. Starting with Gretna, Cole Spurgeon has 8 points and 2 rebounds. Jared Bloom, 16 points and 7 rebounds. Sam Applegate, 2 points and 2 rebounds. Tyler Ortlieb, 2 points, 1 rebound. Tanner Miller picked up 2 rebounds here in the first half. 1 rebound for Zach Huber. And that's your numbers. In the first quarter, we saw the total rebounds 10 for Gretna. In the second quarter, they have 8. Free throw shooting in the first quarter, not attempted, and Gretna has not been to the line at all. 3-point shooting, 2 of 5 in the first quarter, and 2 of 2 in the second quarter. Gretna really picked up their shooting. They went 4 of 18 in the first quarter, and they went 8 of 11 in the second quarter of play to get their shooting percentage up to 41%. So for Gretna, they have, in the first half, 10 points in the first quarter, 18 in the second, 28 total points. They have picked up 18 rebounds, no free throws attempted, 4 of 7 from three-point land, no block shots and 4 turnovers. They are shooting 41.5% from the field. For South Sioux City, we have Caden Moore with 3 points, Jose Bonilla with 5 points and 5 rebounds, Trey Foster, 8 points, Mike Gasell, 14 points and 2 rebounds. Austin Groth has 2 rebounds, and that's your numbers here in the first half. South Sioux City had 6 rebounds in the first quarter, 4 in the second. Free throw shooting, 3 of 4 in the first quarter, did not attempt one in the second. 3-point shooting, 4 of 5 in the first quarter, 1 of 7 in the second quarter. And for the turnovers, 2 in the first quarter and none in the second quarter for South Sioux City. South Sioux City had 19 points in the first quarter, 11 in the second, and at the half, 30 points, 10 rebounds, 3 out of 4 at the free throw line, 5 of 12 from 3-point land, 2 blocks, 2 turnovers, and South Sioux City is shooting 50% in the ball game. South Sioux City, 30. Gretna, 28. Foul situation. The only player with 2 is Tyler Ortlieb of the Gretna Dragons. And we'll be back with more of the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this.
5 Points Bank, the better bank. Go to 5pointsbank.com and check out solutions, products, and services that complement the way you live. So whatever your lifestyle, you'll find banking with 5 Points Bank. The better bank is just simply better.
Seth Johnson is your Channel Seed dealer located at the end of Main and Hildreth. But Channel Seed is not just another seed company. What sets them apart is they listen. Around the kitchen table, at a backyard barbecue, in the local coffee shop, it's the most important thing they do. The secret to understanding and anticipating farmers' needs, interests, and concerns. Go see Zeke today at the end of Main and Hildreth, and best of luck to all the area athletes.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Here's what's happened so far at the state tournament today. In Class A, Omaha Central defeated Omaha Bryan 52-48. In a consolation game, Norfolk over Creighton Prep 76-59.
Class B consolation, Lincoln Pius the 10th over North, 72-63. C1 consolation, Milford beat Grand Island Central Catholic, 63-54. Minden and Norfolk Catholic coming up next, approximate 9 o'clock tip-off here on ESPN and The Breeze, 94.5 FM. In C2, Lincoln Christian held off Archbishop Bergen 46-43. And in the consolation game, Ravenna 77, North Platte St. Pat 62. Connor Baronic 24 points, 11 rebounds. Trevor Zaborn had 20 points in the Ravenna win. In Class D1, it was Pawnee City winning the consolation game by a score of 31-29. And West Point Central Catholic defeated Howells in the D1 championship. And in D2, the consolation game went to Sterling. They came from behind to beat Wynot 59-56. And the first championship game today was in D2, where Ethan Kreitz hit a three-pointer from 25 feet away at the buzzer to give Giltner their first-ever state championship, 57-54, over Juanita Palisade. Here at the half, South Sioux City 30, Gretna 28. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. Back with second half action on ESPN Radio after this timeout.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're tackling a term paper or tackling the running back, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Buckman is fellowship trained in the treatment of the hand, wrist, and elbow. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Egg West. You gotta go eggwest.com. Go Egg West.
We're not afraid to match their price. Everybody, Builders is nice.
If you ever find a lower price on an identical item, we'll match it. Just bring us their ad or let us know so that we can verify it. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
Along with our producer-engineer, Stacey Johns, Doug Gudeback with you here at the Devaney Sports Center in Lincoln as the boys' state basketball tournament continues, brought to you in part by Kerr Chevrolet of Hastings. Stop by and test drive the all-new 36-mile-per-gallon Chevy Cruze at Kerr Chevrolet, an American revolution. It will be South Sioux City basketball to start the second half, and we're ready to go here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. It'll be Gassell with basketball. Comes across the timeline on the right wing to get things underway and gives it off to Groth, who hits a 10-footer. Groth with his first bucket of the basketball game. Austin averages over 20 points a game, and that is his first bucket. So maybe head coach Terry Comstock wanted to get him involved here to start the second quarter of play. Gretna basketball. Ortlieb swings it over. Skip pass to the left side. They'll get it into the hands of Tanner Miller. Force it inside. Try to get it to Bloom. Bloom's stuck on the ground. He's going to be tied up. The arrow's going to point the way of Gretna. With 7:27 to go here in the third quarter of play. Update from the D2 Wrestling Championships. UNK Jensen losing at 140 in the national championship to Morgan of UNO, 11-5. T.J. Hepburn still to go, so UNK with a national runner-up, and that's going to help UNO as they are trying to outpoint St. Cloud State for the national title at the D2 Nationals going on at the UNK Health and Sports Center. Here, Gretna will take a jumper from 8 feet and knock it down for Jared Bloom. He's got a game-high 18 points. He is keeping Gretna in it. He's getting some nice passes into him, but he's also hit the shots. 32-30, Cardinal a minute into the third quarter of play. Gassell swings it over to Groth. 360 with the dribble, now brings it back out top of the circle. Spurgeon is the man guarding Gassell, one-on-one. Spurgeon trying to go after that ball. Gassell, good crossover dribble, gets by him, gets bumped, and a travel going to be called. So Gassell with the first turnover since the first quarter of play for South Sioux City. Just the third of the basketball game. That will belong to the Gretna Dragons, a chance to tie this basketball game up. Gretna holds the ball, gets to the high post. Back out top they go, Ortlieb. Quick three-man ball movement here. Ortlieb playing catch with Bloom at the high post. Takes it at Bonilla, kicks it out Spurgeon for the three. It's going to be in and out, no good. Bonilla's going to pull down the rebound. And here come the Gasell led Cardinals. Over to Groth for three. Left-hand corner, no good. Long rebound, run down there by Trey Kloster. And Kloster will give it back to Gasell. On the right side of the key, back up top, he'll go to Caden Moore. Moore into Bonilla. Little jump hook, good from 6 feet away. Jose Bonilla with 7 points. And remember, this kid only averages 5.5 points a ball game with that 7-foot frame. 34-30, South Sioux City leading Gretna. Again, Gretna's only two losses come to Lincoln Pius the 10th, who South Sioux beat last night, 50-47. Bloom swings it left side for another three-pointer. That one is no good, Miller. Rebound Spurgeon. He took it away from Bloom. And he'll dribble out of there because him and Bloom were basically dancing with each other and didn't have room to get a shot away. Up top, the ball to Jared Bloom. He's going to try the three and hit the three. Jared Bloom with 21 points in the ball game. 34-33, South Sioux City. Gretna is warming up from the field after shooting an atrocious 4 of 18 in the first quarter. Here's another three on the way by Kloster, and he'll answer. Trey Kloster with his third three. He's got 11 in the ball game, 37-33 Cardinals. So it's shaping up to be a dandy here at the Devaney Center. We've had some very good ones so far. All four have been within 10 points. Spurgeon gets by his man, floats to the hoop, goes with a left-hand layup, attacking the right side of the rim, and Spurgeon with 10 points. Problem is, it's all Spurgeon and Bloom. They have 31 of the 35 Gretna points. Ortlieb and Applegate each have a bucket, and that's it. Gasell with it on the right wing to Groth. Top of the key, three. That is way off the mark. The ball comes out long, picked up there by Tanner Miller. Miller will push the ball up the left side. Crossover dribble on the left wing. Back up between the circles. They'll go to Ortlieb, high post to Bloom. Bloom swings it over to Spurgeon. Bounce pass to Applegate, right-hand corner, 12-footer good. Sam Applegate with his second bucket of the ball game. Time out, South Sioux City. We are all tied with 4:22 to go in the third quarter of play. Gretna 37, South Sioux City 37, and we'll be back after this timeout on KXPN Kearney, KICS Hastings.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from Certified Techs. Eustace Body Shop, that's who we are.
Welcome back to the Devaney Center here in Lincoln. 4:22 to go in quarter number three. 37 all, South Sioux and Gretna in our Class B championship game. South Sioux City called the timeout. They gave it to Gretna. We've had three or four scoring issues over at the table today, where the official has called one thing and the scoring table has either given a two or a three or a missed free throw, or in this case, they give Gretna the timeout when it was called by South Sioux City with 4:22 to go here in the third quarter of play. So we are back to basketball action on ESPN Radio, and South Sioux has the ball after Gretna has it tied up. Gasell to Bonilla. Bonilla ran over a man, and the blocking foul will be called on Gretna. The foul is going to go against Jared Bloom, his second, the team's first foul, and the first foul of the half on either ball club. It'll be Cardinal basketball underneath their own hoop. 37 all, 4:14 to go in the third quarter. They lob it out to the right elbow to Bonilla. Bonilla looking for Groth. Now back cut to Gasell. Gasell right baseline. Floater sits on the rim, no good. Bonilla trip time, no. Second time, no. Third time, no. He's fouled by Applegate. Second foul on Applegate. And Bonilla will go to the line where he is one of two. Haven't had many free throws in the game. South Sioux's 3 of 4. Gretna has yet to shoot a free throw. And Bonilla now will try and add to his 7-point total. The free throw is on the way, and it is in. 38-37, South Sioux. Second free throw is on the way, and Bonilla puts that one up too strong, and the rebound comes down to Jared Bloom. Bloom with his 8th rebound of the basketball game, first, though, of the half. Gives it off to Tyler Ortlieb. Swings it in front of us to number 32, Cole Spurgeon, who has 10 points. He drives to the baseline, cut off there by the double team, swings it out. Applegate, good backdoor pass, and a foul going to be called on Trey Kloster, which will send him to the line. Second foul on Kloster, good, quick ball movement there by Kretna. At the line to shoot two, Tyler Ortlieb. This will be the first free throw of the game for Gretna. Ortlieb got a bucket back in the first quarter for his only points, and the lefty fires. It is too strong, no good. One more game to go here tonight. Minden and Norfolk Catholic for the C1 state championship here on ESPN and The Breeze, 94.5 FM. Second free throw, in and out, no good. Missed them both. Rebound comes down to Caden Moore. And Moore will get it up to Gassell. Gassell into the paint, back out Moore for the three, and Caden hits the front of the rim and calls over and in. Moore with his second three-point bucket of the ball game. 41-37 Cardinal, 3:30 to go here in the third quarter of play. Tyler Ortlieb with it between the circles, trying to get free from Gassell is Cole Spurgeon. At the other end, Bloom's going to decide to take the jumper, and he finally missed one. Little late footer came back out to Trey Kloster. Kloster to Gassell, the left-hand dribble, brings it up on the left side, pulls back for three, tries to draw the foul because he missed the three. He doesn't get that to happen. The rebound brought down by Tanner Miller, and Miller will hustle it into the front court. Crossover dribble and a timeout going to be called here by Gretna. Gretna has slowed down their offense a little bit, trying to get a play drawn up here. So timeout on the floor with exactly 3 minutes to go here in quarter number three. South Sioux City 41, Gretna 37. We're back after this quick timeout on ESPN Radio.
Gildner hits it! A three-point field goal! And Gildner wins the state championship! Holy smokes! Gildner wins their first ever state championship in boys basketball.
Congratulations, Hornets, but that isn't all because
Minden is going to the state championship.
It's a day of champions brought to you in part by Kerr Chevrolet of Hastings. Minden for the title, 8:30 tonight. ESPN Superstation 1460, 1550, and The Breeze 94.5.
Holy smokes! Wow!
Gretna using their second timeout. Just a 30-second timeout there. With 3 minutes to go in the third quarter of play. In college basketball, San Diego State is going to avenge their two losses of the year. They lead BYU in the final 20 seconds of the Mountain West Championship, 72-54. Earlier tonight, Kansas beat Texas for the Big 12 Championship. Applegate here, take the free throw line jumper as we're back to action. Nobody was on him. The shot's no good. The ball's tipped out of bounds off of Ortlieb. And South Sioux will get the ball. Both teams have done a magnificent job of taking care of the ball. Just 7 total turnovers in this game. 4 on Gretna, 3 on South Sioux City. 2:48 to go in the third quarter of play. And the inbounds pass to Gassell. Gretna feels there's no reason to try and put any pressure on him in the backcourt. And so into the front court they come. T.J. Hepburn has also been defeated for UNK in the D2 wrestling finals as the drive and the shot by Groth is no good. The rebound is brought down by Bonilla. He is going to be drugged to the floor after getting his 9th rebound, and a foul will be called on the Dragons. Cole Spurgeon with his first, and that is the third team foul of the half on Gretna. Only one on the Cardinals. South Sioux ball underneath their own hoop. It was 30-28 after the first half of play. On 11-9 run to start the second half. And the inbounds pass swatted away, but out of bounds there by Ortlieb. They try to lob it out to midcourt to Colby Bausch, but he was covered and tipped out of his hands out of bounds. So now they'll throw it in from midcourt right to Gassell. Dribbles to the right side. Krause over there working on Spurgeon. Gives it off to Aldrich, who has checked into the ball game. Sky back over the left wing to Bausch. Bausch up top to the second leading scorer, Austin Groth, who has been shut down here, kicks it out to Aldrich for three, and Aldrich drains the three. Aldrich hits the three-point bucket, the 7th of the ball game here for South Sioux City, and now their lead is back up to 7 here in the second half, their largest lead of the half, 44-37. Spurgeon for three, comes up short, rebound on the floor, and out of bounds, Tanner Miller. He landed out of bounds, and out of bounds, McCall will go. So South Sioux City now has a chance to make a run that could potentially give them their second straight state championship. And, of course, the second championship in school history. Pull up Shepard. Gasell going to try and make that happen. Found himself a little room and hits the 10-footer. And Mike with his first bucket of the second half now has 16 points. And the lead is at 9, 46-37. It's an 8-0 run by South Sioux City. Spurgeon lobs it back door, has that lob and the layup is up and in for Sam Applegate. 6 points for Applegate, and that snaps the run, 46-39. Gasell wastes no time getting it into the front court for the Cardinal. Draws the double team, kicks it out to the wing to Bausch. Bausch swings it back to Aldrich, who just hit a three. Back to Bausch in the corner, playing catch. He's going to take another three, and Aldrich skips it out. No good. Rebound brought down by the Dragons. Jared Bloom with his ninth rebound of the basketball game. Gretna, with just over a minute to go, looking for another bucket. Get back within shouting distance here of the Cardinals before the fourth quarter starts. Hit it to Bloom. Bloom takes it at Bonilla. Bonilla got a hand on it, but it goes in anyway. Bloom with 7 of the quarter and 23 game-high points. 46-41 South Sioux City. Let's see if they play for the last shot. If they do, that means they're going to run off 50 seconds here, and that does look like what they're going to attempt to do. Gasell with a basketball. They come out and make him pass it away. Gretna zones it up here a little bit. Now they're going to go back to the man. They came out and try to get Gasell to pass the ball, which he did. They give it to Aldrich. He's standing right near midcourt, just dribbling the ball. Applegate out on him. 25 seconds to go in the third quarter. Wraparound pass. They get it to Groth. Austin guarded up top there. Gasell trying to push off, and we've got a foul called on Spurgeon. Spurgeon will be called for his second personal foul, trying to keep Gasell from getting the basketball. 18 seconds to go here before the end of the third quarter. And now Gretner's just going to let Gasell inbound the ball. And he will have it in the backcourt. They try to double-team him. Spurgeon on him again. Gasell dribbled off his leg. Now he's in trouble for a 10-second count. The ball goes out of bounds. 9.4. The ball will stay with them in the backcourt with 9 seconds to go. They'll throw it into Gasell again. And now into the front court, he comes against the double team. Tries to make a little room with the push off. Right-hand corner, turns, dishes it out to Groth for three, and got it! Huge bucket, and Coach Brad Beacon knows it. Groth hits his first three of the basketball game, and only his second bucket of the championship. After three, South Sioux City 49, Gretna 41. You're listening to the Boys State Basketball Championships on ESPN Radio, brought to you in part by Kerr Chevrolet of Hastings.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
At ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center, our university-trained audiologists provide personalized, quality care. Trust your hearing health care and hearing aid products to the experts, caring for our community one patient at a time. We're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
Pro Team Design is a proud supporter of local athletes and their fans. So come in and talk to our friendly staff for everything from uniforms to stadium chairs, sweatshirts to scorebooks, even screen printing and embroidery. 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island, or check us out on the web at ProTeamDesign.com.
And welcome back to high school basketball on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, brought to you in part by Seth Johnson, your Channel C dealer in Hildreth. Be sure to stop by and see Seth for all of your seed needs. Channel Seed, they listen to the farmers and producers in our area. 49-41, South Sioux City gets a 19-13 advantage there in the quarter, including a three-pointer at the end of the quarter, and they are now 9 of 20 from three-point land. Mike Gasell has 16 points in the basketball game to lead the way. Jose Bonilla has 9. And we head to the fourth quarter here. South Sioux City 8 minutes away from winning their second straight state championship. And Caden Moore will hit the three to start it off. And it's back-to-back threes. A three to end the third and a three to start the fourth. And now he steps in front and makes the steal on the long pass. Moore to Gasell. Gasell tries to dish it off. The ball batted away. It's still loose. And Gretna will come away with the steal. Just the fourth turnover of the ball game for South Sioux City. 5 in the ball game now for Gretna. A three-pointer on the way. It rattles in and out. No good. Ball on the floor, and a jump ball will be called. The arrow will point the way of Gretna with 7:21 to go, and in will be Mitch Dre for the Dragons. South Sioux City, their 11-point lead right now, the largest of the ball game. They were up 9 in the first half. Gretna tied it up and took it a 2-point game into half. And South Sioux City went on a nice run at the end of the third quarter and leads it 52-41. And they've scored back-to-back threes and take the lead from 5-11 in a hurry. Gretna basketball. Jared Bloom leads them with 23, 10 for Spurgeon. Give it off to Ortlieb. Ortlieb's pass is deflected out of bounds. Last touch that time by Caden Moore. South Sioux 3-2. Gretna 25-2. Gretna ball underneath their own hoop. Looking, still looking. Throw it in short here to the hands of Dre. Dre decides to drive. Nowhere to go. Needs some help. Ball deflected and a foul called. The officials confer, and the foul called on the Cardinals, Austin Grote. That'll be his first and the team's second. South Sioux City has only been called for 5 fouls in this basketball game. That's the second of this half. 8 fouls have been called on Gretna. Backdoor pass, Gretna. Spurgeon got it on Gasell, throws it off the window and counted. Chance for a 3-point play as Spurgeon made Gasell pay by hitting a real acrobatic shot. This will be just the second trip to the line for Gretna in the basketball game. They are 0-2 at the free throw line. South Sioux is 4-6. The foul on Gasell will be his second. And the free throw by Spurgeon can't take advantage. No good. Bonilla will pull down his 10th rebound. And up the floor come the South Sioux City Cardinals, leading the Gretna Dragons 52-43 in the Class B state championship. The girls have been here so often. Now the boys are shining under junior Mike Gasell and the senior 7-footer Jose Bonilla. Left wing, Grote comes to the baseline, and he is going to be cut off there by Mitch Dre, and Dre will be called for the blocking foul. That'll be his first and the team's fifth. You're listening to the state basketball tournament on KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney. We are Central Nebraska's ESPN radio superstation. Caden Moore, low block. Turnaround jumper, the one-hander is up and in, and Moore now has 11 points in the basketball game. And South Sioux with a comfortable 11-point lead. 54-43. Gretna's got to get some kind of a run going here in the next couple of minutes. And they have to slow the Cardinals down. It's not like Gretna has stopped scoring, but the Cardinals are scoring almost every possession. They are shooting right at 50% still in this basketball game. They're at 50% of the first half. Get it down low to Ortlieb, and Ortlieb is going to be grabbed on the low block. He doesn't post up very often and caught his defender off guard. Trey Kloster with his third. Into the ball game now will be Sam Applegate. And it will be Gretna ball underneath their own hoop. Swing it out of the left wing to Spurgeon. Against the man-to-man, out of the wing. Here's a three-pointer. Tanner Miller got it. Tanner Miller with his first bucket of the basketball game. And it makes it 54-46. Gretna needs points, and they get some right there. Gasell brings it up. Spurgeon. Gasell scored 12 in a row in the first quarter and only 4 since then. Now he decides to go to the hoop, and he'll score. It just seems like whenever Gasell decides he wants to take the shot, he's going to take it, and most times he's going to score. Spurgeon tries to do the same thing, a much tougher shot. He missed it, and Moore will grab the loose ball to Gasell. Gasell touching the ball a lot more here now with the time winding down in this basketball game, and a foul called on Cole Spurgeon, trying to tap it out of his hand up the floor. That'll be the third on Spurgeon, the 6th team foul. South Sioux now shooting 51%. Gretna's up to 46%. And remember, that was after they were 4-18 in the first quarter. Gasell goes and catches the pass. There was a little contact. He wanted a foul, and now when it's poked away from behind by Ortlieb, they will get the foul, so I guess it all evens out. Third foul on Tyler Ortlieb, but it puts Gasell to the line to shoot the 1-1. And if there's a guy you don't want shooting free throws if you're a Gretna Dragon fan, it's this guy. And the free throw is up, and Gasell, did he just bank that in? Gasell just banked in the free throw. Maybe he was getting bored. I don't know. Second free throw now for Gasell. That's in. So Gasell hits them both. He's got 20 points in the basketball game, and that'll make it 58-47. In favor of South Sioux. Gretna basketball down 11, trying to cut into this lead. Spurgeon has the ball on the right wing. Spurgeon holding it. I don't know if he knows if he can dribble. He does dribble to the right-hand corner. Cut off Bonilla. Out to Bloom. Ball fake. High post. Pass tipped away. Groth comes away with the steal. Groth to the other end. He'll scoop it up. No good. Good defense that time by Miller. Rebound brought down by Bloom. They want to run. Miller. Floater. Good. Tanner Miller with his second bucket of the basketball game. 58-48 is your score. .425 to go here in this Class B championship game. A 10-point lead. Ball comes back to the right wing. Drop it down to Bonilla. Bonilla looks for Gasell. The back cut is covered by Spurgeon, so Bonilla gets rid of it. Jose has had a couple of shots, but they don't look or haven't looked at him in the post much lately. Kloster, right wing. 4 minutes to go in the Class B championship. He picks his dribble up to South Sioux, wants a timeout. It's going to be a 30-second timeout here by the Cardinals. Exactly 4 minutes to go in the basketball game. South Sioux City 58, Gretna 48 on ESPN.
In a world of change, you need a car that adapts. With a VVT dual overhead cam four-cylinder turbo, more passenger room than Honda, Toyota, or Ford, hands-free calling in 36 miles per gallon highway, change can be fun, especially past the gas pump. Introducing the all-new 2011 Chevy Cruze, starting at $16,275. It's a cruise world. We're just living in it. Stop in the Kerr Chevrolet to test drive the all-new Chevy Cruze today. South Burlington in Hastings.
Nebraska Farm
Welcome
Bureau.
Welcome back to the Bob Devaney Sports Center here in Lincoln, where the boys' state basketball championships continue. Brought to you in part by Kerr Chevrolet of Hastings. Kerr Chevrolet, part of our sponsorship here of high school basketball. 58-48, South Sioux City, with 4 minutes to go in the basketball game, leading the Gretna Dragons. And it will be South Sioux ball underneath their own hoop. They've got that lead out here to 10 and 11, about the midway point of the third quarter, and have kept it there. And Kloster's going to drive, got a good look, but put it off the heel, no good. Rebound brought down by Jared Bloom. That's 12 rebounds for Bloom in the basketball game. Bonilla has 11 for South Sioux City. Off the dribble right side, Cole Spurgeon backs into the double team, lost his dribble back out to Miller. Gretna has to continue to shoot well, though. Ball flies out of Miller's hands, takes a bad hop, and a foul going for the loose ball. Going to be called on Gretna. That's just a bad break there for the Gretna Dragons. The foul on Tyler Ortlieb, his fourth, and a 1-1 coming to the other end. So nearly 30 seconds run off the clock, and nothing to show for Gretna. Caden Moore will go to the line for the first time this evening and shoot a 1-1. Moore looking for his 12th point of the basketball game. And Caden will fire it up and not get it. It's going to come off the iron. And another rebound for Bloom. 12 in the ball game for Jared. Kicks it out of the left wing. Ortlieb has it. Back out Bloom. Bloom with 23 points, but none here in the fourth quarter. Getting even farther away from the bucket against this South Sioux City man-to-man. Spurgeon on Gasell. Spurgeon drives, dishes it underneath. It ends up in Bloom's hands. And before he can get a shot, we've got a grab called, it looks like, on number 44, Caden Moore. His first, but only the fifth, so no free throws here for Gretna. 3:14 to go in the game. It remains 58-48, South Sioux City. And Gretna will throw it in. Miller quickly to Sam Applegate. Gives it right back to Miller. Off the pick, into the paint, around Gasell, off the window and in. Tanner Miller with all seven of his points here in the fourth quarter of play. 58-50, South Sioux City. Gasell in the backcourt against the double team, against the triple team. Got it to Caden Moore. Baseball pass down the floor to Bonilla. Throws it into the paint. Kloster puts up a tough shot. No good. Tip try. Groth come through. Austin Groth with a huge tip back because if he doesn't get that, Gretna gets the ball and a chance to get the momentum going, and Miller will miss a three at the other end, but an offensive rebound here for Ortlieb. Gretna's starting to feel the pressure. Applegate's going to hit a three, but before that, a timeout by Gretna. Well, now you know what the Georgia coach felt like yesterday. It would have been a seven-point game, but instead, a timeout call here by the Gretna Dragons. With 2:37 to go in the basketball game, South Sioux City 60, Gretna 50, and we're back after this timeout on ESPN Radio.
TechSeed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New TechSeed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
Welcome back to the Bob Devaney Sports Center in Lincoln. You're listening to high school basketball here on KXPN, KICS, the worldwide leader in sports. Also on the web at ESPNSuperstation.com. A big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you championship Saturday in girls basketball, boys basketball, and the state high school football playoffs. 2:37 to go in our Class B final, South Sioux City 60 and Gretna 50. Gretna will have the ball, two timeouts remaining, but they are down 10. Throw it all the way out to midcourt to Miller, who gives it right to Ortlieb, and they get into their offense here. Well, they look for a cutter and not anybody really doing anything. They're trying to post up Applegate. He gets it inside, double team, swings it over on the left wing, back out top, open three. Spurgeon fires. It is no good. Ball tipped, offensive rebound, put right back up, and rolling it in is Jared Bloom. Bloom with 25 points in the basketball game. 60-52, stolen away in the backcourt. Miller takes it in and is fouled. Tanner Miller, just the fifth turnover of the game for South Sioux City. And a chance to cut it to four, but boy, if Miller didn't get so excited right there, he probably could have had a three-point play and maybe cut the game to five. Now he's got to earn it. Gasell with the foul, his third. Two free throws now for Tanner Miller, who has all seven of his points in this quarter. Make it eight. 60-53, Cardinal. 2:08 to go. Back into the ball game for Gretna now. It's going to be Zach Huber, probably a little quicker and doesn't have fouls, so he can burn a couple out there. Second free throw, Miller right through there. Tanner hits them both. He's got nine in the quarter. 60-54, full court pressure. Growth on the inbound. They get it to Gasell, and Gasell's off to the races. It's a three on two. Gasell brings it into the paint and then dribbles it back out, and he'll dribble back in. Now he'll take the jumper and hit it. Mike Gasell, six of the quarter, 22 in the game, 62-54 Cardinal. Gretna with a basketball, a minute 50 to go. They're going to need to score on all of them. They drive. It hits the front of the rim. Spurgeon goes out of bounds. Bloom shot, and the ball's going to stay with Gretna. And back into the ball game, Tyler Ortlieb. He has four fouls, three on Spurgeon for Gretna. Kloster and Gasell, three for South Sioux City. And it will be Gretna basketball, down by eight. Ball at the top of the circle. With it is Spurgeon to Bloom on the left elbow. He's going to get a charge. Uh-oh. One official was going to call a block. One official was going to call a charge. And it looks like the charge is going to take precedence. And that's a tough one there for South Sioux City. Or for Gretna. South Sioux City loves it. They're going to get the ball, and the lead is currently at eight. And for Cole Spurgeon, or Jared Bloom, excuse me, that will be his third personal foul. Full court pressure, ball is in. Get it to Groth, outlet pass Moore. Moore still in the backcourt. He finds Kloster. Kloster dishes it off underneath, and the layup is up and in by Bonilla, and he is fouled. They didn't get to Bonilla in time, and they drug him to the ground. The foul is on Bloom, his fourth, but that should be enough to seal the deal for back-to-back state championships here for the Cardinal. Back up 10 with a minute 26 to go. O'Neal with 11 points in the ball game. He's 2 of 4 at the free throw line, and he has got 11 rebounds. So the double-double secured for the 7-footer, and the free throw is good. So the 7-foot senior Bonilla finishes off the 3-point play, 65-54. Cardinal with the lead. Gretna with the basketball. The lead of 11, the largest of the game, and they've had it there numerous times. Spurgeon tries to drive his way in, and a foul going to be called on South Sioux City. 1:14 to go, and that will put Gretna in the bonus. It is their 7th foul. And so the 1-1 coming up here for Cole Spurgeon. He's 0 of 1 at the line, has 12 points. And Spurgeon now needs the free throws as a team, just 2 of 5 so far here today. It's on the way. It's no good. Rebound tipped out, though, and Miller has it. Chance to keep the ball here. Applegate gives it over to Spurgeon. Back to Miller. They can't waste a lot of time, though. Miller, crossover, takes it down the middle of the lane. The layup is too strong. No good. Bonilla has the rebound for South Sioux City, and the South Sioux City fans start to celebrate. Long pass down to Groth. Tries the baseline. Takes it in and scores. Austin Groth with 9 in the second half. This one's over. South Sioux City 67-54. A 3 by Spurgeon. No good. Ball out of bounds for the Cardinal. Coach Brad Feakin tells his troops to get up there and play defense. Play it out. 43 seconds to go in a basketball game. Coming up, the Misco Sports postgame show. We will give you all the final stats. Foster and Bonilla, the only seniors that play much time for South Sioux City. And a foul right away on the inbound will send Colby Bounce to the line to shoot two. We're into the double bonus now for Gretna. The foul is on Applegate. His third. And Gretna will say goodbye to Tyler Ortlieb, Zach Huber, Tanner Miller, Sam Stoltenberg, Cole Spurgeon, Robert Schramm, Martin, all seniors. Two shots coming up now for Bauschen. The first one is no good. 7 of 10 at the line of the ball game before that for South Sioux City. And we'll see if the coaches decide to do some substitutions here at the very last second just to give their seniors a little time here on the main stage at the Devaney Center now that this one is in the books. A 13-point lead. Second free throw, no good. Missed them both. Rebound brought down by Spurgeon. Cole will bring the ball up the floor. Looks for Miller. Now into the corner. Here's a three-pointer on the way by Huber. Huber off the heel. No good. Rebound. Fought for. Run down by Austin Groth. Down to 30 seconds, and a foul will be called on Cole Spurgeon, his fourth. Stopping the clock with 27 seconds to go here in the championship. Coming up next, Minden and Norfolk Catholic, the final championship game. It's C1 here on ESPN and The Breeze, 94.5 FM. They take on Norfolk Catholic. Let the fans know out there, if they're not right in our listening area, they can log on ESPNSuperstation.com. ESPNSuperstation.com. Austin Groth to shoot two. The first one is good. And here come the substitutes for South Sioux City. The Cardinals, 24-2, back-to-back Class B state champions. Still 28 seconds to go. And Gissell with another solid performance tonight, actually below his season average of 26 points a game. He'll finish with 22. And now Gretna will do the mass substitution. A hard-fought ball game, but South Sioux City went on two runs. Gretna answered the first one in the first half and could not answer it in the second half. It went from 5 to 11 in a hurry on back-to-back threes in the third quarter, and the free throw by Groth is up and in. So all 11 of his points in the second half. 69-54, South Sioux. And it will be Gretna basketball. Throwing it in is Sam Stoltenberg. He'll get it to David Dundee. Dundee will dribble the ball off the floor with 24 seconds. Looks for somewhere to go. Little contact, crossover dribble. Dundee still dribbling the basketball. Goes to the left wing, off the pick. No shot. Looks into the paint. Finds a man. Getting inside is going to be Glather. Turnaround jumper up and in by Dan Glather. 6 seconds to go. 5 seconds. South Sioux City's not even going to shoot the basketball. And there's the horn. South Sioux City,
69. And Gretna, 56. The Dragons end the season 25-3. The Cardinals end the season 24-2. And the Nebraska State Basketball Class B champions. We'll be back with all the final numbers in a minute. You're listening to High School Basketball on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation and ESPNSuperstation.com.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
We're not afraid to match their price. Everybody, Builders is nice.
If you ever find a lower price on an identical item, we'll match it. Just bring us their ad or let us know so that we can verify it. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in their game. Whether you're tackling a term paper or tackling the running back, Dr. Adamson specializes in shoulder problems, including surgery, sports medicine, trauma, and general orthopedics. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
Welcome back to the Bob Devaney Sports Center here in Lincoln, where it is time for the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center. Open 7 days a week for your shopping convenience. They love baseball and softball at Misco's. And for all of you that do as well, they're going to make sure that you not only look good, but have the equipment to play good. For baseball, softball, kids, men, women, adults, high school, they've got it all. Hats, uniforms, and travel bags. Bats, gloves, and cleats, socks, belts, batting gloves, catcher's equipment, all the training and practice accessories you need. See Misco Sports before the games begin on the bricks in the downtown Kearney Center. Just one basketball game left in 2011, and we will have that next for you with Minden and Norfolk Catholic here on ESPN and The Breeze, 94.5 FM. But right now, let's take a look at what has happened here so far today before we give you the final official stats of this basketball game. In Class A, the championship goes to Omaha Central, 52-48 over Omaha Bryan. Norfolk takes third, 76-59 over Creighton Prep. In Class B, South Sioux City, your champion, 69-56 over Gretna. Lincoln Pius X takes third, 72-63 over Norris. Milford takes third in C1, 63-54 over Grand Island Central Catholic. In C2, Lincoln Christian, your champion, 46-43 over Archbishop Bergen. Ravenna takes third, 77-62 over North Platte St. Pat, 77-62. In D1, West Point Central Catholic, 73-63 over Howells. Head of the consolation, Pawnee City, 31-29 over Bruning Davenport Schickley. And finally, in Class D2, Sterling 59, Wynot 56 for third place, and Giltner had our first state champion today, 57-54 over Juanita Palisade when Ethan Kreitz hit a three-pointer as time expired. And that's what has happened so far today here at the State High School Basketball Tournament. State Basketball Tournament action on ESPN Radio, brought to you in part by Seth Johnson, your Channel Seed dealer located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth. Channel Seed is not just another seed company. What sets them apart is they listen. No matter where you're at, they listen to what you need. It's the most important thing they do. The secret to understanding and anticipating farmers' needs, interests, and concerns. Go see Zeke today at the end of Main Street in Hildreth at Channel Seeds. And we'll be back with the final stats right after this timeout.
For more than a decade, ENT Physicians of Kearney have provided the highest quality care to patients with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. Doctors Conley and Owen, caring for our community one patient at a time, where ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustace Body Shop, that's who we are.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Welcome back to the Misco Sports Postgame Show here on ESPN Radio. Let's take a look at the final numbers we had, first of all, for Gretna. And we will start with Tyler Ortlieb. He had 2 points and 2 rebounds. 2 points in the ball game for Dan Glather. Zach Huber had a rebound. Tanner Miller, 9 points, 6 rebounds. Cole Spurgeon had 12 points and 4 rebounds in the basketball game. Jared Bloom had 25 points and 13 rebounds. And Sam Applegate, 8 points and 2 rebounds. 28 points in each half for Gretna. They had 32 rebounds in the basketball game. At the free throw line, they were just 2 of 6. 3-point shooting in the ball game, we have them 6 for 17. No block shots and 6 turnovers for the Gretna Dragons as they finish the season at 26-2. For South Sioux City, Trey Kloster had 11 points and 2 rebounds. Mike Gussell, 22 points to lead the way and a rebound. Austin Groth had 11 points, 4 rebounds. Sky Aldridge, 3 points and a rebound. Also a blocked shot. Cade Moore, 11 points, 2 rebounds. And Jose Bonilla, 12 points, 12 rebounds, and 1 blocked shot. 30 points in the first half, 39 points in the second half. And South Sioux City finishes with 69 points, 26 rebounds. In this basketball game here tonight, they were 3 of 4 from the free throw line in the first half. They were 6 of 10 in the second half of play. And from the three-point arc, we had them 10 of 21 in the basketball game with 5 turnovers. So, 69 points, 26 rebounds, 9 out of 14 at the free throw line, 10 of 21 from three-point land, 3 blocks, 5 turnovers. South Sioux City, your Class B state champion with a record of 24-2 and a 69-56 win over Gretna. We will take a break and be back with the championship game in Class C1 here on ESPN Radio and the Breeze 94.5 FM as Minden takes on Norfolk Catholic. Minden will be playing in the state championship game for the first time in a recent memory. For Minden, it's the first final since 1963, looking for their first state championship in boys basketball in over 50 years. 1958 was the last time they were here. You've been listening to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Whether it's track, soccer, baseball, softball, Misco Sports will have what you need on the bricks in the downtown Kearney Center. The final score, South Sioux City 69, Gretna 56. We'll take a break and be back in about 20 minutes. We expect a 9 o'clock tip time, so 25 minutes from now we'll be back for our pregame show brought to you by Newtek Seed. You've been listening to the State Boys Basketball Tournament on ESPN Radio, brought to you by Seth Johnson of Channel Seeds and by your friends at Kerr Chevrolet and Hastings. Test drive the all-new 36-mile-per-gallon Chevy Cruze at Kerr Chevrolet in American Revolution. Again, the final score, South Sioux City 69, Gretna 56. From the Devaney Center in Lincoln, I'm Doug Duda saying stay with us. The final championship, C1, is 30 minutes away.
The preceding broadcast was a presentation of ESPN Radio, 1460 AM and ESPNSuperStation.com. Podcasts of this and all local play-by-play broadcasts are available. To download a copy, log on to ESPNSuperStation.com.